The D.C. State Board of Education does not have authority over things like school reopenings, but the board provides forums for families and educators to share concerns and experiences. This outlet has grown especially important during the pandemic. 17-year-old Alex O'Sullivan wrapped up his tenure as a student representative on the state board in December. He's a high school senior at Basis D.C. Public Charter School. WAMU's education reporter Debbie Trong spoke with O'Sullivan about his time on the board and representing the city's 100,000 students.
So to start, I'm curious why you decided to apply for the State Board of Education in the first place, and what were your goals going in?
I've always thought sort of local politics and staying rooted in the community in which you live is a way to make an impact, especially on an issue like education. So coming in, I was pretty excited about the possibilities. I think oftentimes students don't get to share their perspective on all the issues that really affect their lives and affect their experiences in the classroom.
You know, the debate over reopening schools has obviously been very polarizing. What has it been like following the back and forth as a student? And is there anything you think the city could do better when it comes to schools and the pandemic?
One thing I'll say that I really liked about what the State Board of Education was able to do in D.C., we had a lot of members of the public come in and especially teachers, parents, sort of share their concerns about, you know, sending students back to school, some of the precautions that might be in place, you know, having specific things they want in the school building in case they would return. The voice of the public really, really shone through. You know, as a student, you do your best to just listen to, obviously, what your parents are telling you, what your school is telling you, what, you know, people in the health department are saying. It's a lot to listen to. One of the biggest challenges is that you do get conflicting messages. And because of that, you sort of are, I wouldn't say left in the dark sometimes about what's best and what isn't, but it can feel like transparency could be better.
What do you think is the biggest issue affecting students right now?
I think that's a really difficult question. You may get a different answer depending on every different student, different school that you ask. One of them right now, like currently, is just what's happening with the pandemic and the Omicron variant, because a lot of students either, you know, are missing extended periods of school because either they were deemed as a close contact to someone who contracted COVID-19, or because they contracted COVID-19. And all of the uncertainty is maybe contributing to like anxiety levels. But another one I'd say this year is getting to and from school safely. That's dependent on a number of things. It's dependent on transportation. The Metro for parts of 2021 at the end of the year sort of running on a limited service. And so students are maybe getting home later. And because of that, maybe they didn't feel as safe getting back home, walking home from a Metro station. And then another issue, unfortunately, is like crime and gun violence that a lot of students like experience in their communities, maybe on their way home from school or to school. So all these things that really are happening outside of the classroom that are negatively impacting what they're able to do inside of it.
For sure. And I have to ask, you graduated in the spring. What are your plans for the future? And has serving on the board influenced your thoughts about your future?
This experience sort of in public service and education has definitely made me consider whether like education policy is something I may want to study when I'm older. But I also think like from like what I've seen, there's definitely something to be said about the importance of teaching. So, you know, teaching is something that interests me as well, but we'll have to see. I always like keeping my, keeping an open mind about different potential possibilities, for careers. And I think, you know, everyone's maybe meant to have more than one. No matter where I go in the future, I'm going to know the importance that I pay attention to what's happening around me.
Wherever you land, they'll be lucky to have you. Thank you, Alex.
Of course.
That was 17-year-old Alex O'Sullivan speaking with WAMU's Debbie Trong.